Yep, we are so happy you are joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about some of the topics. First off, we got coming up is the Travis Scott concert, you know, the Astroworld incident where I think, what do we have, six people now that died?
I think they said it could have been estimated around eight.
Around eight now? I mean, that was...
I think the youngest one was a nine-year-old, something like that.
And that's just such a sad, sad situation. You know, watching, you know, what the heck happened.
I'm not a big concert guy. You know, I do comedy, get on stage. You know, I haven't done super big venues, but I've been to big venues. And I'm not a big fan of large, before COVID, I'm not a big fan of surrounded by large groups of people. And all somebody got to do is say, I'm tired of this shit, or he got a gun. And next thing you know, it's out of control.
You know what I'm saying? Have you seen it? Have you seen clips of this concert?
I saw some of it with the gate part. I'm like, listen. I'm not afraid of a lot of things, but that's scary. Okay, it's very scary to see how people have fallen and people are trampling over them, and then the terror of other people just standing there that can't even do anything or don't the ones just trying to help. It's a scary situation.
You know, I wonder, you know, obviously, and you've been watching the reports on TV. We've seen the video. I've got a little video clip I want to show in a moment. But we've seen what's going on TV. And you talk, and they had a security individual saying how, you know, overwhelmed they was and never expected that type of a surge. But, I'm, you know, what did they say? The crowd was 50,000 people?
Yeah, I'm like, that's we're going to get into that, but... that's the venue's responsibility to make sure, not to make sure no one has a surge, but to make sure they got to be prepared for anything. They got to be prepared. So it ain't like it's a mass shooting.
Yeah, the finger pointing is absolutely amazing. The event organizers, whether that be Travis Scott's team, the Astroworld team, or Live Nation, whoever that is, once that's all sorted out. You know, the fire chief saying, well, they should have done, you know, they should have got up there and canceled that. And then these other individuals are saying, well, you know, you're the fire chief. You're the one that's supposed to be controlling this type of bullshit. Right. You should have closed it down. And then,
well, they're saying investigation is going to take months. So you know what that means. They're trying to find who to blame.
That's all it's about.
At the end of the day, Tim, he's performing. So his job is to perform, show up, perform. Bring the people out to perform. That's his job. He has personal security to protect him.
Let's watch this clip. Let's watch this clip and come and talk about this shit.
Somebody in the tree. Turn the lights on. Make some noise for my boy right there, hanging in the tree right there. That's okay with you, real quick. Chase me this door.
There are some people who were just laughing at those of us who were like screaming to get out because they thought it was funny, and they're not realizing that this is terror. We're trying to get out of here. The crowd didn't start out that packed. There was space. We didn't sign up to come here for this.
I was seeing two bodies laying down right behind me, and the whole time I was just thinking that they were passed out. And then once the security guard was just right next to me talking to another security guard saying that he didn't have a pulse, and that's when I knew something was really off.
Hold on, don't touch him.
Somebody help jump in real quick. Somebody jump in. Come on. I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening. I just want to send out prayers to the to the ones that was lost last night. My fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know. I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
And there you have it. Sad.
Man, everybody's at fault. Okay, for one thing, when it got overcrowded, there's an indication. Okay. When somebody says somebody's dead, you should have stopped the show. He kept going. Okay, when security guards find someone dead, everybody's at fault, man. Well,
everybody was dropping the ball.
Everybody's dropping the ball. Yeah, exactly. And the fans are the ones that got through under the bus. Man, he's saying he's going to refund. For one thing, he's already admitted guilt because he said he's going to try to take care of the families that the families of the people passed away.
Take care of their funeral.
Funeral. Then he's saying he's going to refund everybody money that showed up to the show. He's already admitted that he's guilty. He shouldn't have did that. Okay. I'm saying he shouldn't have did that because he's already saying he's guilty.
That's an interesting perspective.
He's guilty.
I can see that, you know, coming into play. You're right, Larry.
Yeah, he's guilty. But even though he's a performer, he has no responsibility to what happens to everyone off the stage or their fans, spectators. That's not his responsibility. His job is to show up and perform. But he's already admitting guilt. I think it's going to come back and bite him in the ass down the line.
Well, I think they were severely understaffed in a lot of ways. If you look at it. If you got 50,000 people, which was the estimate of the crowd, and let's say that you have a 1,000 security individuals, you're still talking 50-1 odds.
It's not going to happen. It just takes one. That could happen at any concert. It just happened at his Astroworld, this concert. And then on top of that, a 9-year-old died. I think it was a 9-year-old. Not only that, other people died. So this is his legacy. I'm like, at the end of the day, he admitted he was guilty. He admitted that he said he's going to pay everybody back. And then that's his legacy. I'm like, that's not on him, but it is. He put it on him. He's trying to do the right thing, but the fire marshal, the security officers, the Live Nation, whoever, the venue promoter, all of them are the main ones responsible, Tim.
It's going to be interesting when they get through, I guess, what is the best word, and the litigation of it all?
Yeah, litigation of it all. Y'all know the business way better than me. Am I right?
Oh.
If you set a show up and bring people in, and it's your venue, say it's your venue, you promote it, it's your... Now, we done did shows where it wasn't your venue, but you promoted the show. So the venue, the person that has the venue is responsible for security. One Love Lounge, Billy always has security. And you know, am I right? Because that was his venue.
You know, I look at those. I don't know that. I imagine there are some live events that go without incident. I mean,
a lot of them do. Yeah, a lot of them do.
But, you know, some of them do, and I can't. You know, if you go way back into the 60s when they had Woodstock, they lost their butt. There wasn't a lot of violence, but they had some real issues when it came to medical facilities and facilities for people to clean up. And it's the same thing, you know. Haven't you learned your lesson through all these years?
And I'm not going to sit here and I ain't going to be insensitive when it comes to people because there are a lot of people that got injured and died. But I'm like, come on.
Yeah, they could have done a better job. You're right. Let's move on, Larry. You brought this one up. I understand, and that you brought to my attention that we have a Texas principal. Is that out of Houston?
Yes.
that was let go of his position because he allowed the teaching of critical thinking.
Was it
critical race theory?
Yeah. He was actually trying to push it forward and move it forward. And he's actually on paid administrative leave right now. But
oh, so he's not actually terminated. He's just on
paid leave. Yeah, he's on paid administrative leave because he was like, hey, if you're going to force this history on black kids, why not I ain't going to say white history because it's not white history. It's history. If you're going to force this type of history on black kids because it's all of our history, why not force all this type of all the history on white kids? That's what he was saying. I'm like, it's fair. Well, and they weren't trying to hear that shit, Tim.
They don't understand. They want to cut it off at saying, well, it's all about black people. No, it's about ethnic discrimination since we started being across immigrants into board. This country. Okay. And, it goes as far as the indigenous individuals that live in our country and how we treat them. So it's not necessarily a black-related topic, although, yeah, you got to be talking about it.
Yeah, he was just trying to say let's make it even, let's make it fair, let's talk about both sides, let's get rid of this let's make it fair, let's open the borders where we can bridge the gap and then try to somehow eliminate racism by everybody knowing everybody's culture. The best way to eliminate racism is to bring different nationalities, ethnicities to the table, and everybody talk about where I'm from, what we do. That's the best way to eliminate it. And the thing about America, they're ashamed of the legacy. Let's go legacy again. They're ashamed of their legacy. This country was put together based on thievery, lying, stealing, murder, all kinds of crap, and they're ashamed of it. And a lot of people died because of that. And a lot of national, some people died because of that. But they're trying to just make it where it's going to stay pure to one race. No, teach everything. Mm. Let's just make it fair. It ain't got to just be black history. You can teach the Indian history. Why not teach that too? Why not teach all these other histories? The Asian history. It's a lot more histories other than just black history and white history.
Let's play this clip real quick. This is about the black principle.
Okay.
Those who don't know their history are condemned to repeat it.
In Texas overnight, tensions boiling over in the battle over race and education in schools.
And none of you can identify with the black man in America and his experiences, but he brought those experiences to our students. Two of my kids were lucky enough to have him as an educator.
Dr. Whitfield has done so much good for the school and the community. Do better. Be better. The entire nation is watching what you will do.
Dr. James Whitfield, the first black principal at Colleyville Heritage High School, officially removed from his position during an emotional school board meeting. All of it over what he says was a false accusation of promoting critical race theory.
Education is my heart and soul.
The Grapevine Colleyville School District acknowledges there's no evidence Dr. Whitfield promoted critical race theory, the study of law and racial inequality. But anger in the community has focused on an email he sent after George Floyd's murder, in which he said systemic racism was alive and well.
Tonight, I would like to express my concerns.
It was the resident who initiated public criticism of Dr. Whitfield last summer who made final remarks at the school board meeting last night.
The question should be asked, how did we get here? Critical race theory, equity, critical race theory, equity, social emotional learning.
Where do you go from here?
I've got a family that needs me. It's bigger than me.
The district told NBC News that Whitfield lost his job due to deficiencies in his performance. The former principal, who had been promoted twice before within the district, denies that claim. Last night, the district acknowledging both parties strongly believe they are in the right.
Why'd you want to stay around to the end?
I needed to see the look on their faces when they read that. The fact that they said that with a straight face, they're hurting students.
Whitfield, who had been suspended since August, will receive pay until 2023. He says he doesn't know where he'll work next and worries educators everywhere feel silenced.
I plan on speaking up because that's what you're supposed to do, right? But we got to think about what is that silence doing, not only for you, but is it being harmful to moving us along as a society?
He fears he won't be the last to lose a career over speaking out. Antonia Hilton, NBC News, Grapevine, Texas.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.
Well, 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 well.
Okay, his family's biracial.
Right.
So it ain't like he just got a... Jim, I tell you, boy, what's wrong with him? What is wrong? He's actually, he's probably half black, half white. He's trying to teach both. He wants his family and everyone on both sides. He's a biracial guy. We'll figure it out later on. We'll probably come back to this. Probably a biracial guy at a white high school primarily that's trying to just teach
history. He's teaching history.
Both sides. He's teaching his heritage. I mean, white and black.
Like it or not, I mean, it happens to be history.
Boy, I tell you, sad. Martin Luther King said it best. Two steps forward, was it three steps back? How'd he say it?
Pretty much.
Man, really. I can understand. Look, listen, if white people were alarmed by a pro-black dude with dreads and all kinds of stuff, just right side, like one of these brothers right here acting a fool, I'm like, okay, I can see. You might not see it well. The afro and all that, I say, all right, man. Yeah. But he's just a typical high school principal that probably has a doctorate degree that's biracial, has both sides. He just wants to teach both. He wants to merge. He wants to get rid of that like the stigmatism between the black and white. He wants to say, hey,
If you really put it into perspective, you should really have a clear understanding of where both sides are coming from.
Yeah, it is what it is, Tim. It happens. I'm like, black. Okay, we'll get some history. Africans were slaves in their own country. When they had wars, the tribes that won the war, the people, they got spoils of war, which where they got all slaves. The gold or whatever.
Yeah.
And you became workers for them. It happens in every ethnicity. It happened with the Aztecs. It happened with whatever. If you go back, that's what happens with war. The Romans, that's part of war.
In Egypt. Yeah.
Yeah. Every race has been slaves at one time.
Yeah, slavery is actually biblical if you think about it.
It happens. It's just that I don't know why it's kind of sad that you would think that as people will be moving forward, but we already see that.
But I think more doesn't have to do with the ongoing oppression of a lot of different races, cultures, and sexes.
Every race has been oppressed at one time. If you've been alive, you've been oppressed. Only if you've been at 1%, the WASP, the White Axel Saints and Protestants, if you be part of that 1% that's wealthy, you ain't never been impressed. But if you ever had to work a 9-to-5, or if you had to do overtime, if you ever had to try to scrape by taking care of your family or pay your college tuition on your own or work a job, you've been suppressed. It's part of what we go through as less than the 1%. And all those people that are condemning him are part of less than the 1%. They're just like him. I don't know why they're mad at him. He's doing the right thing.
Hey, and I don't know what to say.
Just say it.
I don't know what to say, man.
And he's on a higher level. He's like an educator. I'm like, if you want to end racism, you don't end them with comedy. You don't end them with football or any other kind of tactics that people use, kneeling down. Not to talk bad at Colin Kaepernick. But if you want to end racism, why not do it on a higher level? Collegiately, you know what I'm saying?
Since you brought it up, there's a little something.
Oh, I didn't know that was on it.
Yep, since you brought it up, Larry, let's watch this crap.
He said crap.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected, no dignity left intact. Coming up, best one we got.
Okay. Have you seen that before? Like
you.
Huh?
That guy looks like you. The...
You know what? that video is just so crazy.
Queen Silver, that guy didn't look like Tim, the last guy.
No, Larry, don't Look, get man. Every beard. Don't get like, every Larry, beard stop. Twisted. I mean,
okay, let me stop. I'm just messing with you. It was always, okay. Let's get back to. Listen, he wasn't saying that when he was at the combine trying to get money. When he was broke, he was like, "Mass, okay, I'll do it. Let me stand up here, throw the ball. Let me."
But let me ask you.
He got his bread. He was like, "Hey,
you seen his depiction of the individuals in the combine doing the different stretch, jump,
yeah, dash." That's not my first time seeing it.
Did you see any white people, any Mexicans? No, I didn't. Or Asians? Did you, when they were marching them up, all of a sudden they changed? Did you see any white people, yep, Mexicans, yep, or Asians? No, I didn't know that they were excluded from the NFL.
But, yeah, you got to watch out.
But according to Collins' perspective,
yeah,
only the black man are the slaves to the NFL.
Man, see,
that's the way I look. I mean, like, that seems like a very slanted viewpoint, Colin.
Oh, that's slander, bro. That's crap. Because every NFL combine player goes through that. But how you can compare some similarities with what they do, but you can't compare.
I understand the comparison, and why wouldn't you want? You can't
compare the breed of people.
I understand the combine. Why would you want to sit there as a owner of a team, Larry? Why would you want somebody that has a possible physical issue that could, you know, end up ending his career, and you're going to sign him to a 5-10 year contract, and in a year, and possibly he could sustain a serious injury? Wouldn't you start thinking, well, maybe I don't want to draft this guy?
Yeah, I can see that. You know, when I was younger and I saw that, I fell for that. And then you just enlightened me, Tim. You know, but you got to understand, black people will use that to their advantage to show that the slavery and the combine. But it's a big difference because they don't show all the aspects of slavery. Okay. They don't ever show, you know, we know about slavery. They don't show the slaves before Africans got here. They don't show the whole story. It's always a piece of a story, and it goes on both sides.
Right.
You know, no, that's why I say men always tell his history is like his story. So who's going to tell history first? Who had the chance to tell history first?
First out. You know what? Yeah. First person in, we usually wins.
His story. First person call the police is less than likely the first person going to jail. And I can see what he's doing, but he's using it as a gimmick to get money for his documentary to get paid. Like I said, he didn't have a problem with it when he was broke.
He didn't. All of a sudden, yeah, think about it.
Black power.
Remember when the Niners let him go? San Francisco cut him from the roster, right?
And I understand what he was doing.
And then he decided he's got to do his own little like combine. Remember when he had that little camp? He had Dez down there.
Can't compete against the NFL, man.
And he's like, look how good I am, but now let me back in. So then that raises another question, and you brought it up. If it's slavery, why the hell would you want to get back into it?
Woo! Contradicting himself. But anybody that's not woke won't see that. They're going to fall for the slavery thing with the black guy. And it's all wrong. Listen, it's wrong. Now, I'm not sure if they did the other slaves that came here first, like they did the African slaves. Now, it could have been, I'm pretty sure it was a difference.
They don't teach us that, do they?
No, but I haven't read anything about that. I've read everything about slavery. And I haven't read anything about, now I know for a fact they did black slaves like that. But I haven't read anything about them doing Irish slaves, Asians, or any other slave, Indians. They haven't done them like that. They did my ethnicity of people like that. But I haven't read anything, because it's all in the books. It's all the books, Tim. Have you read anything? You got more experience than me. Have you read anything like that?
No.
Queen Sylvie, have you read anything like that? So I can understand. I can see that.
Ask you a question. Have you ever seen anything about?
I've never seen nothing like how they did black African slaves.
No. No, I mean, yeah, you're so right.
That part is accurate, but you're talking about the NFL combine, bro. That's football.
I thought that was hypocritical of him. So, you know, now I have to look at Colin as a hypocrite because
he's a hypocrite. He's trying to get paid.
You speak out of both sides of your mouth. You say this, but then you're doing that.
He's like Republican Democrat. It's all the same thing.
Oh, you know what?
It's all the same thing.
You got a point?
Yeah, it's all the same thing. You can say I'm a Republican Democrat. You still with the government. You still part of the union. It's the same thing. It ain't like it was back in the Deep South when they had the civil rights. I mean, the civil rights war. Now it's all one union. So Democrats, Republicans, it's all the same thing. Because they win every year. No one else wins other than Democrats, Republicans. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm really confused. I mean, I watched a little bit of that Colin in Black and White. And, you know, it just seemed that a lot of it had to do with his dreadlocks growing up.
Well, he blacked out, though. He had to go black.
And him being raised by Caucasian parents and dating Caucasian girls in this basic Caucasian high school.
Think about the storyline, though, Tim.
Women.
It's a great storyline. It's a great storyline. But at the end of the tunnel, it's all about money. I'm just looking at it from a black perspective, black man's perspective. If we're trying to move, I'm a liberal. I believe in doing what's right, taking care of the people at the end of the day. I'm going to die like that. I'm not going to put on a certain, if I put on all black, whatever, I'm serious about this shit. He's doing it for the money. He got the afro and all that. Come on, man. You got to do all that to get your point across.
It's amazing.
He's not do all that. It's about money. It's Netflix. It's a movie. It's entertainment. He's entertaining people that are lost, that are not awake. We know the deal.
You know, hey, let's get into another topic since we're on NFLers. You know what? I mean, some of this stuff is absolutely amazing to me, Larry.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna follow you on this one because you more know about this.
You
said
you like to learn as many things as you can and hang in any conversation. Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements, and I've made statements, owners who've made statements. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. There's guys who have been vaccinated that contracted COVID. So it's an interesting issue that I think we're going to see played out the entire season. I'm not sure what they're going to do with, you know, the testing schedule. I know that talking to JC, the PA, talked about testing every single day for everybody. The league, obviously, I think shot that down or didn't want to do that. I don't know if that was financially incentivized or whatnot, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens if we can, you know, if the protocols change at some point, it's obviously something that's moving. It's you know, the protocols and the outline guidelines are kind of changing day to day. It seems.
Last one
in the season.
Well. What do you think? Larry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I said, what do you think about that one?
Can you see the look on my face? Come on, man. For one thing, he got a hat high in his eyes. When somebody lie, they turn their eyes to the right. They start doing this. Hey, you rich? Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of money. Have you ever seen Why Did I Get Married? Come on, man. The dude is lying, man.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That when they
asked him that question,
you know, how do you feel about vaccine? You know, have you been well? I've been.
You immunized. Saw that? He's having. Yeah. Then he's gonna follow up with like, yeah, people that have been out have got COVID. But you play football. What doctor do you know that said, hey, he lying? He never get vaccinated.
Well, I thought I was very disappointed that he decided that, you know, he should deceive you know, the viewing audience, his fans. I don't necessarily think he deceived the team.
No, they knew.
And if you look at it, apparently, we had had some conversations just a little bit before we started the show, and one of the wide receivers went to some maskless party, Halloween party, and each of them was fined almost $15,000 for doing
that. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a hit in the wallet, isn't it?
$15,000,
I mean, what kind of joke is that?
It could cost a team more than that. They could shut down a whole stadium.
Think about that. Yeah, the team for not following COVID protocol, according to the NFL. Now, they're catching a $300,000 fine.
Ooh! What about the owner? That's for the whole team? Peanuts.
But, you know, I look at it in a couple of different ways. You know, you're getting paid, and
good money. Great money.
That's part of the league rules. So get the shot or sit out.
Man, listen.
That should be so simple. I mean, you know, if you're against it, I'm not going to sit there and hold it against you. Okay, well, you know, Aaron's claim to fame on this bullshit is that he's allergic to an ingredient within the Pfizer and Moderna virus, which might be.
Yeah, okay. If he was like on a deathbed and they say, hey, bro, you got to take this, you're going to die. I bet he'll take that shit.
I said, why not throw out the option, Larry? Why not sit there and say, well, then set out the season and see what happens next season if we still got the protocol in place.
Because otherwise, he needs his money. He needs his money.
And yeah, because they cut his commercials down now. That was funny as hell. I'm like, you don't see, the Rodgers raid anymore.
You know, his commercials were actually better than Chris Paul's. The rock star commercial when he did the rock thing.
That was funny.
And then the game show. Oh, that was hilarious, man.
But hey, you know that.
And now we got to go back to Chris Paul. Your brother, so I got to support the brother, though.
Absolutely, sure, you know, no hate.
Rogers joints is funnier than Chris Paul joints. So.
No hate, but yep. And now, yeah, so he's going to suffer in a whole lot of ways. I think he's going to suffer from, you know, obviously the revenue of, Nationwide commercials, right? Excuse me.
Think about the football.
And even the fans, you know.
Yeah, think about the fans that are not football orientated. Think about the fans that just like him for his character, for the person he is. They're going to say, hey, this dude is full of crap. This dude is not who we thought he was.
Can't trust him.
Yeah, we can't trust him. And trust is big. Forget throwing a touchdown. What about when you retire, you can't throw touchdowns? They can remember, we can't trust him, so anything he does, he's messed up big time.
Yeah, I would have to sit there and believe, yeah. You imagine him trying. Think about it. That's probably why Nationwide said, excuse me, we're going to have to drop you. I mean, how can people look at you in a trustful way and say, yeah, well, Nationwide's the best insurance? Well,
I'm just glad when a black dude messed up like that. You know what I'm saying? It was white guy. Thank God for that. You know, if it was Tom Brady, it would have been even better. But, you know, I'll take Aaron Rodgers, you know, from a brother's perspective, you know. It was racist, wasn't it? Was it racist, Tim?
But no, that was not racist.
It wasn't racist? Okay.
No, was it funny, though? No.
It wasn't funny either? It wasn't racist or funny. I was trying to combine both of them. I was trying to do my Dave Chappelle shit.
Well, you know, it'll work. No, it wasn't racist, though, so we're not going to ban you from the police. Nice try, though. But no, I mean, I think that, you know, and to sit there and throw some other players under the bus, was that interesting?
Ooh! No, you don't do that, man.
You know, I thought that part kind of got to me, too, and I was like, you know, did he just throw a couple other motherfuckers under the bus? Well,
I forgot about that. Say we had a show. And then I jacked the whole show up. I'm like, man, you know what? We on the show. We still recording. Like, you know what? If Tim would have given information, this and this and this, we would have did better. And I know Queen City would be like, hey, hold on now. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I don't know if many people caught that. Well, you know, there's other people.
I just caught that. He did throw one of the other players. Yeah, I'm like, then you know what the media going to do? What other players? He got to keep lying.
Yeah, I'm like, what a dick.
You got to keep lying.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, you got to keep lying. Once you tell, and men are so idiotic. Don't tell the lie. Just go ahead and say, I messed up. I made a bad call. I messed up. Forgive me. It's going to blow over anyway.
And again, said, you know, wait. Tell me that doesn't go full circle back to this Astro World bullshit we was talking. Is everybody's pointing the finger? Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I messed up. I didn't think this many people. Last time we had Astro World of the show, it didn't happen.
Right.
I didn't think it would happen now. I'm like, it's going
to
happen.
I didn't think I'd catch COVID. I didn't think I'd have to rat out my other teammates.
Tell the truth, Aaron Rodgers, don't throw us on the bus with you, man. Man, you got to keep lying with other players.
Yeah, what other players were you talking about?
Brent Favre. Brent Favre don't even play no more. He showed a dick pic, so he...
I have no, man. I have no...
He got to keep lying. Why? It's going to be more. He got to keep lying.
You know what? I'm telling you what. Hey, the other thing that I was interested in that kind of got to me was, have you been following that Ahmaud Arbery trial?
Not a lot of it.
The That's jogger that got shot, killed, you know, by the guys jumping in the pickup truck. They thought he was a burglar or some BS. Check this out.
Okay.
Accused of carrying out the murder of Ahmaud Arbery are three white men: Gregory McMichael, a former police officer and investigator, his son Travis McMichael, and William Bryan, who filmed the video of the shooting that made the case gain national attention. The accused say they were trying to make a citizen's arrest, and that Arbery resembled descriptions of a suspect in local break-ins. Investigators have since confirmed no reports were filed on these alleged break-ins. After chasing Arbery in a pickup truck, three gunshots are heard. The McMichaels say they acted in self-defense. The facts date back to February 2020, but all three men were arrested more than 2 months later in May, once the video of the killing went viral and sparked outrage. The trial will now try and determine whether the men's actions were motivated by racism, an accusation they all deny. With the trial now set to begin, the selection of an almost entirely white jury has renewed anger in the community. The judge himself stated the case was racially charged after the defense team were accused of vetoing ethnic minorities.
The first of which, this court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination in the panel. That's that prima facie case.
It has taken almost 2 years for this case to go to trial, partly because of the McMichaels' ties with local law enforcement, including two district attorneys. One was charged in September with violating her oath of office and obstructing the arrest of the McMichaels when the shooting happened.
And again, Larry, I say, well, 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 can you imagine this? I mean, I cannot. Then these guys say they're innocent because it was self-defense. And then they claim that their probable cause was that there was breaking and enterings in the area. He met the description, but apparently none of these B&Es were reported to the police.
How old and dumb is that? Haven't we heard that narrative thousands of times, Tim? Thousands and thousands of thousands of times. Come on, that's a straight.
That's a straight
hate crime.
That's a hate crime, straight out.
Period. Whether he did something to them outside of what we know about, or they were just drunk and shit, and let's go find a nigger and just kill him, whatever they decide to do, that's a straight hate crime. But then they got the all white jury, then they got ties in with the district attorney or the judge or whoever they prosecute. It's all a scam. I'm going to tell a lot of people know about law. I know a little bit about law, the basics. When you're dealing with a small town environment or something that's close knit like that, and you're dealing with a public, say you can't get your own lawyer, like OJ.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The judge, the prosecutor, and the lawyer, if they're assigned to you, are all interconnected. So you're screwed. It's a scam. Okay. That's why 2 years. What if it had been some black man that did a white man like that with the same.
Yeah, what happened case? To the right to a speedy trial?
That's part of the commandments. Which means is that fifth, sixth, seventh is one of the commandments.
Yeah, right to a speedy
trial. It's in the top ten.
I mean, not,
right to speedy trials in the top 10.
I don't
10.
Know that necessarily 2 years is a speedy trial.
No, man, because think about it. Sometimes you got 2 years, you got a, what's it called? You got 2 years where you have to get your trial out within a certain amount of time or it's irrelevant and you can't do it.
Yeah, well, it depends. And that could have been unless you get a continuation from the judge.
Well, in Texas, like I'm talking about happened one time, someone screwed me at an automotive shop. And I took too long to put my stuff in to sue the people. And they said, you passed
the statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations, exactly. But I don't know how it works on like the criminal level and the federal level. But
on a murder charge, manslaughter charge, I believe it's lifetime. After you bring the charges, you get it taken to court. You know how, and like I said, I would have to conclude that reason for the delays would not be necessarily the prosecution, but on the defense, you know, to get their shit together.
Right.
Because, I mean, I can't see a defense.
Well, it's obvious that
and I can't believe they filmed the shit.
Yeah,
that's what really blows my mind. You're chasing this black man down the street in a truck. You've got this guy riding shotgun on the frickin' roof, right? Yeah. And another guy filming it, and you're telling me that's self-defense, it's not a hate crime.
That's straight racist shit. I'm like, it's not right for a black man to chase down a white man. I don't give a damn what we've been through in America. We shouldn't be doing that. White man shouldn't be doing that. Asian man shouldn't be doing that. Hispanic, if you are the true American, you should not be actually adding to the racism that we have. Is wrong across the board, no matter what color you are. We should not be doing that. And if you do that, you should be held accountable and be in prison.
Well, you know, hey, I'm as white as it gets, and I can see that.
I'm kind of black. I'm black, yeah. But you know,
the only claim to fame I have is I know when my family came over here in late 1700s that they were met with eggs and tomatoes, and they were not welcomed.
Right.
And you know, that's just history.
That's history. It's happened. It happened everywhere, but. I'm like talking about now, though, Tim. Come on.
I mean,
bro.
You know, that, I mean, what? It's still, I mean, it's almost like the devil plants a seed in everybody.
It's like they love it. They need it. The only thing tonight that we talked about, Astroworld, was some Astroworld and maybe Aaron Rodgers. But the principal and Colin and then the murder trial. Come on, man. That's so damn old, and we should be past that.
Don't you think?
We should be dealing with new issues, new stuff that we can really just say, oh,
I think it's
what
a huge,
are we going to do?
It's a big distraction. I look at, you know, some of this stuff, just like the way they cover the pandemic and the COVID, everybody forgets about these other little things going on. That's kind of why I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and what's going on with him and what's going on with Ahmaud Arbery. I think people tend to just forget because there's all this other BS going on that I'm being inundated with.
Yeah, and it kind of shocks me that, you and I know each other, okay? It shocks me, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm thinking, like, how do white people feel about what's going on? Yeah. I know how black people feel about what's going on, but how they feel about what's going on, they're upset with it.
No, I don't like the tension personally.
Oh, the tension sucks because it's not like that. That's not that happened. Those guys decided to be assholes toward that black man. They happen to be black and white. Okay. And then we already got the issue going on, so just add to the bullshit.
They just kept putting brick on top of brick all the way from, you know.
And it's an isolated incident. And I have white friends. You know, I'm my only white friend, Tim. I have other white friends.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
I got four and a half white friends. One of them is a midget.
I don't want to be your token white boy, so, you know.
No. I got four and a half. I got a midget white friend. I'm working my way up to five of them. I'm getting there.
All right.
Because I
keep adding those numbers up, man. And helps your credit rating.
No, especially, I ain't gonna lie. Every time I'm still a queen, Sylvie Joe. Every time I had a white friend, my credit rate go up 10 points. Kind of dang it.
Okay. Oh, you see, yes, you remember that joke, right?
My credit rate go up 10 points. Yes, that is so very true. Trust me. I can go to the doctor for my doctor's appointment and come right out of there and even come out with juice, crackers, everything. Tim, when I go with Tim, I don't wait.
Hold on. Queen show by herself, like, man, we can't see you. Then she come back out, come with Tim. Come on, let's go.
That's right.
You
perks.
You want a snack? Yeah. Got juice box.
she gets snack. For alcohol real. And everything.
That's amazing.
Y'all let me out the back door if I want to. Out.
Don't tell the black audience.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they can hear her voice. They can tell she ain't no damn Karen.
Hey, wait a minute. There's one thing I wanted to say real quick. We know that it is getting close to the holidays, right on?
Right.
Everybody needs to start getting themselves prepared for Thanksgiving. That's coming around. Right. Did you see the price of turkey went up like 40%? Oh, absolutely amazing.
I knew turkey prices were going up because, like, back in the day, they'd be giving out like 200 turkeys in the hood. They Amen. Give like 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers. You gotta fight for them down there. They're giving out 300 turkeys in size. Now they're giving out a turkey in 3 sides. So yeah, you gotta fight for those other. God dog.
I used to have so many, I'd give some away, you know. Back in the day.
I'm telling you what, but wait, I've got everybody's back. I've got everybody's out. I'm just saying, because we can't probably afford, you know, when mom is having the feast to bring all these dishes because, I mean, damn, everything is either not on the shelves or it's marked up beyond beliefs. But I got an answer where you can really, really impress your family this Thanksgiving, and that's hooking them up with this. Arby's vodka. And you can get it in. You can get it in crinkle fry flavor and or curly fry flavor.
Is that a joke?
No, it is absolutely 100% available on the market. And if you really want to impress your family this Thanksgiving, here's the ticket.
No, that ain't.
What? If you got a family full of fat people,
right?
You know, wait, all I'm you saying wait, is, who you the don't hell like drink? You
fat
like,
and alcoholic? You like? Yeah,
I got a. Hey,
I thought that was a genius idea, Larry.
Hell no,
Tim. I got a fat homeboy. He's so fat. That's he went about him some a bacon flavored soap. I like. What the hell are you gonna do with bacon flavored soap? He said, "Hell, I can eat me some bacon in the shower and take a shower with the soap."
Oh my goodness! Get double dip. Heck no.
No, hey, I thought that was a good idea. The Arby fried vodka.
I knew it was real. I got one of my guy I work with. He was complaining today. He was like, man, Larry. He said, man, I was trying to buy some fajitas, and fajitas was like $10 a pound. I'm like, damn. I'm like, and fajita meat for Hispanic people is pretty cheap. If you want to buy fajita meat, you go to Hispanic shop.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you go to the market.
He was mad. He said, bro, I don't know what I'm going to do. He was confused. He said, I don't know what to do now because I don't want to spend that price. When you start raising up, when you're pissing off Mexicans over the prices over fajita meat, then you know you.
Yeah, it's absolutely me. Yeah, Cuzzo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. But I was just trying to save everybody. I guess it wasn't such. Now think about that. One more look. It doesn't make you thirsty.
Yep, Tim, get your look on. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. But wait a minute. I mean, they could
People
come up.
People gonna buy it.
Oh, well, they probably do have the pumpkin spice, too, don't they?
Yeah, you know they got
vodka. I'm
gonna have the pumpkin spice vodka. So if you really want them, you can take both.
I'm really a whiskey drinker, so I'm not going to try it. So.
Right.
I like a good bourbon myself. Absolutely. A good, nice, old, tasty bourbon. Do me good. Especially at night. What do they call those hot toddies?
I heard of those.
Put a little bit of honey and lemon in that bourbon.
I thought a hot toddy is when you fought up on the cover.
That too. Well, yeah, that comes afterwards. That's a bomb.
That ain't no hot toddy. Boom.
Anyhow, man.
Just stinking ass. Hot toddy, baby. You know what I'm saying?
As usual, Larry, I guess. Here, let me jump this up to the Larry cam. There's the Larry cam.
Hey.
Hey, man. Let's
do some fitness real quick.
That's right.
Hey, this is my fitness tip of the week. Now, listen, people, beware of personal trainers that try to give you a meal plan. Personal trainers' scope of business is personal training. Meal plans should not be developed by a personal trainer if they're not licensed. Licensed nutritionists are the ones who give you your meal plan, so beware. Now, personal trainers can recommend vitamins. They can recommend drinking water, or they can recommend even partaking in some lean meats. But personal trainers cannot give you a designed meal plan if they are not licensed. So beware. If you got a person that's doing that, you might want to train your trainer. That's Larry E's tip of the week, LRE Fitness. We keep you moving.
And that is what's up. Well, thank you very much. Tell them how you can be followed, and then I'm going to tell them how I can be followed, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Check me out on Facebook, LRE Fitness. Also on Instagram, LRE Fitness. I got some videos posted up. I got more things coming. And Instagram, Larry Estelle Jr. So I'm three sites. I'm sticking with those three, so I'm sticking with those three. Let's go with that.
Go with that. Absolutely. Yes. Okay, you can follow me, Timmy Giff, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all these. That's right. 100%, Larry. Anyhow, people, we really do appreciate you joining us this evening, and thank you so very, very much. Till next week, peace out.
Hi, I'm Queen Sylvie of the multiple award-winning The Queen Sylvie Show. You want to expand and get noticed? Then come outside your box and into our world. Internet advertising has a real impact on global awareness and even sales, so let's make an impact together. Offering for a limited time advertising and sponsorship packages that excel your purpose. So contact Queen Sylvie or Smooth Tim for the exciting opportunities that awaits. Yeah.
All righty.
You good? How'd it go, man?
Now I'm good. Did you enjoy that?
All right.
Yeah, Sylvie goes, that was exceptional.
She said, that's actually one of our, I think that's a pretty good show, man.
Yep, getting better. Yeah,
I'm getting better and better. Yeah.
Get you out there, and then, it helps keep you popular. You need to put little segments out. I put a segment out today on TikTok. It's amazing, man. That shit is crazy. Hang on, I'll tell you what it is at. Just talking about what we were going to be talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And here I got 1,000 views on it.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Here, can I'm you like, 1,000 views, 1,000 views. Shit. All right, I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to be a part of it, Tim.
So, yeah, you gotta, and when you do your exercise stuff, you need to do the same thing. You need to put, so the more you get out there and the more diverse you are within what you're doing, just like that, did you see we put that thing out that our, the movie we was in is coming out?
It's on Facebook?
Yeah. Okay, so now we get these people that are movies, and then we still do with the radio, and we still do with the podcasting, and then we'll do...
Send it to me again with the movie. I'm going to see it again. Send it to me again.
Oh, Texas. Yeah, Texas Kill City, the trailer. Oh, it's going to blow your mind. Hang on a second. Yeah, I'll send you the, see if I still have that on the trailer. Hang on, let me see if I got it.
I might go to the comedy club tonight just to hang out and check out some of these comedians.
Where's that at? Arlington?
Yeah, it's a place in Fort Worth. That's a place. It's just like, it's called Twilight. I go out there and check it. You know, it's a typical open mic. Usually, sometimes I go out there and do my act, but I don't have any shows coming up soon. I've been focusing on school, finishing the school and then trying to get this little business together. So I got a few things I'm working on. I'll probably go out there maybe a couple more weeks. You got to sign up a week ahead of time and then go out there. So, but every time I go, I do $100,000. I don't do Larry's sales. So, and they love me. Oh my God, they love me.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about every time I go, every single time I go, I kill every time. And usually I do new jokes and this, and I kill every time, you know. And then I actually, this would happen. I did those same jokes at that club for a week. Then I had another show. It was at a hood. It's in a hood. I did the same jokes and killed again. So I usually go there and practice all my shit. Then when I go to the hood, if I go to the hood, I put it together and just make my changes. So
You go in character though, right?
I'm almost $100,000. When I do comedies, I was $100,000. I don't do Larry.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even let them know who Larry is.
No, they don't know. When I get on stage, it's $100,000. My Facebook page, $100,000. When I do comedies, I was $100,000. I don't do Larry because that's a whole different. This I try to be more intelligent and more the norm. The whole point of $100,000 is like he don't give a fuck. He's like whatever. Give a damn. He might say some dumb shit, or racist shit, or whatever.